KLOB 100.5 FM.
It is 6:07. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. So we come to you at, of course, a very somber time. If you're just waking up, a military Black Hawk helicopter collided midair with an American Airlines jet at Ronald Reagan National Airport last night around 9 p.m. There were, we believe, three military members on the Black Hawk and about 60 passengers plus crew on the American Airlines flight. Don't have a lot of details on this. They're working through it right now, as you may imagine. It happened last night. It's cold down there. A grave concern that if there are survivors and they're in the Potomac, if they're injured and can't get out, that hypothermia will set in. They say the waters are very, very cold. Ryan Smeltz from Fox News is going to join us at 8:05. To give us an update on what they know at that point, the National Transportation Safety Board, Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy is there, and they are coordinating with the White House and coordinating with all the first responders who are out doing, once again, yet a heroic job in very difficult circumstances. So I don't want to speculate about what happened. It just appears to be a midair crash. I was just listening to one of the senators, and I don't recall his name, and it doesn't matter, but he sits on one of the committees that might address this if there's a necessity to address it. And he said he feels very strongly, based on what he's been told, that this will just end up being a tragic accident and nothing more nefarious. Now, I don't know that. I'm just telling you what he said. And I don't have any more details than basically that. I've texted a few friends, and they say right now everything is fluid, as you may imagine. It happened last night at 9 o'clock, which means it's dark and difficult, and it's cold weather. So our prayers are with the families. I don't know what else to say. You know, just if you're a praying person, I would ask that you pray for these people, both those on the Black Hawk helicopter and on the American Airlines flight, and pray for their families, because right now, the families are in a lot of uncertainty. They don't know if their loved ones are with them still, and the first responders are in rescue mode or if they're in recovery mode. So if you're a praying person, you don't need to know their names. God knows their names. All you need to do is to pray for their safety, for their recovery, for their rescue, And, you know, recovery is as important because families will need closure from this tragedy. So just pray for the first responders, pray for those victims, and hopefully as many lives as possible can be saved if there's the possibility. There was a rumor about 4:05 this morning that they had found 4 survivors. However, I just want to be clear about that. It was a rumor. Some people had sent me some information from D.C., but I have not been able to confirm that. So I don't know if that's true. So again, we don't know if first responders are in rescue mode or in recovery mode, but Ryan Smeltz of Fox News at 8:05 will do the best he can to give us the best information available at that moment. But everybody's involved. The authorities are all involved. The first responders are on the scene. And everyone is doing everything they can to try to mitigate as much tragedy as they possibly can. So praying for those people right now, very difficult sledding for them, trying to find people, trying to recover, hopefully rescue people. Very, very important here. So hopeful that maybe there are some survivors. All right, we're gonna move on from that. Yesterday, and we're moving on from it not because I don't care about it. It's just I don't have anything to offer. Details are very scant right now, other than the fact that we know that the Black Hawk helicopter and the American Airlines flight collided in midair. That's what we know. So it's not that I don't care about it. I do care about it. It's just that I don't have any details to offer you. And Ryan, hopefully, it'll be 11 hours when he joins us since the tragedy occurred. And hopefully he'll be able to add some stuff to it. So I'm excited about that. Because we need to know. We need to know what's going on. So I'm excited for Ryan to be on and at that point be able to share some information. Excited's the wrong word. I'm glad he's on. How's that? I know some of you parse every word I say, so let me rephrase that. I'm glad Ryan will be here to try to provide some update and some details. Yesterday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. went before a Senate committee. And I every time this happens now, I just feel sad. I do. I've told you before, when I was a young man, I wanted to be a United States Senator. That was a life's goal of mine because I had such regard for the United States Senate. This exclusive club of 100 people who were supposed to be the most deliberative minds in the country that... They weren't like the House of Representatives, which was on the ground next to the people, feeling the passions of the populace. The Senate was supposed to be the cooling off chamber where deliberative conversation and statesmanlike conversation occurred. Unfortunately, because we passed the 17th Amendment and allowed the direct election of United States senators by the people, instead of their original intent, which they were selected by the state legislatures, and there was a reason for that, and it was a good reason. And, of course, the people that passed the 17th Amendment decided they knew more than the founders, so we now directly elect United States senators. And I know people will say to me, well, Ray, if the legislatures decided it, Maine would have nothing but a liberal delegation and this state and that state. Well, you know what? Part of what that did was make the state legislatures so much more important than they are. They're important. But by the ability to appoint United States senators, it made them so much more important. And I think it was a mistake. And if I had a magic wand, I would repeal it. And we would go back to the legislative bodies appointing the senators. Because it worked best when that happened. It doesn't work as well now. And what we saw yesterday was just disgraceful. These people have no morals. They have no integrity. They have no principles. We all knew that. We wouldn't be in the trouble we're in if they had principles. They have no decorum. I watched the lunatic out of Massachusetts yesterday, commonly known by people like me as Pocahontas, the fake Indian, who advanced her career by saying that she was of tribal blood. And she went after Robert F. Kennedy as though he was Joseph Mengele. And she was angry. She was really angry. Incredibly angry. Why was a United States senator sitting in a confirmation hearing angry? Why was she angry? This is supposed to be a deliberative process where she's seeking to gain information, asking questions, allowing him to answer so that the senators can make a reasonable conclusion on his nomination. Why was she angry? Well, she was protecting Big Pharma. This is a woman that's gotten millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars from Big Pharma to run her campaigns. But she wasn't alone. Bernie Sanders went after him, and he asked him if healthcare is a human right. And Robert F. Kennedy said, "You mean in the way of like free speech? Because free speech has no cost to it. But healthcare does. If somebody smokes cigarettes, a couple of packs of cigarettes a day, every day for 20 years, and they end up getting lung cancer, well, they played a role in that, and that's not free." And Bernie shut him down. Bernie did not want to hear it because they never want to hear anything that goes against their narrative. But it wasn't just Bernie. It was Jean Shaheen out of New Hampshire. She's become one of the lunatic progressive women in the United States Senate, like Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, like Mazie Hirono. Probably, and I've been doing a study, probably the dumbest human that has ever served in the United States Senate in 200 and almost 50 years. And they're all angry. Why are they angry in these confirmation hearings? And the answer is they're being exposed because, you know, we have something called the internet. And there are some of us who know how to use it to gain information, truthful information. And one of the things that we've seen yesterday is these women are getting exposed for the money they've taken from Big Pharma to get elected, to protect Big Pharma. And they're worried to dadgum death if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is named the Health and Human Services Secretary, he's going to end some of this. He's going to go after them. He's going to make them justify what they've done. And these ugly, and I do mean ugly on the inside, which makes them ugly on the outside, women, they are ugly. White progressive women are the most ugly women in the world because they are ugly in their heart, which makes them ugly in their appearance. They were angry. Warren was screeching at him. Screeching at him. In a United States Senate confirmation hearing. Why would a senator who is supposed to be part of the most deliberative, august body in the history of the world, an exclusive club of 100 people who are supposed to be statesmen, that was the whole point. Not like the House where the passions of the people impacted the House and the House would argue like the people do. These were supposed to be statesmen. Why was she screeching at him? Massachusetts should be ashamed. You once had senators who actually had integrity. John Quincy Adams, I've told you about him many times. He had so much integrity that when he was a United States senator and the state of Massachusetts required him to do something he did not want to do, instead of violating his personal morals and personal principles, he resigned the seat. Elizabeth Warren does nothing but take, and she lies to do it. She was paid $400,000 to teach one class at school. And if you look at her employment application, she claimed Native American. And yet you still elected her. We're as complicit as they are. Do you know why they behave the way they do? Because it's the way we behave. They are reflective of our behavior. Because they're one of us. Massachusetts should be ashamed. They should recall her. She is a bitter shrew, as is Mazie Hirono, as is Jean Shaheen, and every other progressive woman in the United States Senate, and I would say in the world. Progressive women are bitter shrews. Now, if you don't know what a shrew is, look it up. You think I'm calling them a prostitute, but that's not it. It's an ill-tempered woman. That's the definition. These are bitter shrews. And, you know, you would think these mediocre women, and they are very mediocre. You see them walking down the street. Unless you saw their protective detail around them, you would have no idea that they have prominence because they are just as average, as an ordinary as they can possibly be. And yet they have risen to great heights in this country. You would think they know they're mediocre, which is why they behave the way they do. People that aren't mediocre don't behave that way in a public forum. They just don't do it. You would think they would be so grateful that they've risen to the heights they have in their mediocre self. But they're not grateful. They're bitter shrews.
If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money.